Hello and welcome to the Inquiry Teacher Podcast. On each episode, I will be chatting with some fascinating people within the education world about what it is that makes a truly magical learning experience for students. Over the course of the series, I will be inviting a whole host of guests onto the show, from EdTech entrepreneurs to Inquiry Masters. This podcast will have it all. So join me, Matt Fletcher, for the Inquiry Teacher Podcast, available on all of your favourite podcasting platforms. For more information and tools to help you with your teaching practice, head on over to www.inquiryteacher.com or get in touch on Twitter at Inquiry Teacher. Hello and welcome to the Inquiry Teacher Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Fletcher. And I just want to start this podcast episode by firstly apologising for the delay in the release of this episode. In 2022, I had big plans for this podcast, some interviews lined up, but unfortunately life just got in the way towards the middle and the end of 2022, which made it quite difficult for me to be able to commit to recording this podcast. Now, for those who know me personally, you'll know that June was a busy time for my wife and I, as we had our first child together. So I've been extremely busy in my personal time outside of work, looking after and caring for our daughter. But now she's a bit older, it's allowing me to use a bit of this time to dedicate to the podcast. Not only this, living and working in China has been extremely tough towards the end of 2022. We still had lots of lockdowns and small COVID outbreaks, which meant that the schedule of work was moved to online and offline, and nothing was really in a structured way. So there was a lot of chopping and changing in terms of scheduling and working hours. So it was a little bit difficult to find the time there. But what I want to do is just update you all very briefly on what is going to come with the podcast and how the format is going to work going forward. The way this podcast is going to be done is that there is going to be two episodes each month. Now, one of those episodes will be a solo episode like now, where I will share with you some tips and tricks that I use in my teaching practice, but also share with you any useful ed tech apps and resources that I think will really benefit you and your teaching, and save you some time on the admin that you use each week and allow you to free up some of that time with some of these tools. The second episode of the month will be an interview, and I will be contacting anybody who is interested in coming onto the podcast. If you're a teacher, if you're an educator, if you're an author, if you're an edtech guru, get in touch and let me know if you would like to be on the podcast. You can get in touch at the website, which is inquiryteacher.com. You can also email me at cast@inquiryteacher.com, or you can get in touch on the social media channels that are all found on the website. So the interviews will be coming. You can check out the second episode that was released with Dave Nelson. He is a principal and the founder of Equity Maps, which is a fantastic app that I use to enrich classroom discussion in my classroom. And it's such a fantastic tool. I highly recommend that you go out and check that and learn a bit more about spiderweb discussion and Socratic seminars through that episode. Okay, so for this episode, this solo episode, this bite-sized episode, I want to talk to you a little bit about a planning tool that I use, which is called Common Curriculum. Common Curriculum is a web-only app currently, and I will post the link into the show notes, but you can go to commoncurriculum.com, and it will provide you with a fantastic free resource that has a paid plan as well. But I really think the free version is enough to get you started. So a little bit about me finding Common Curriculum. I really wanted a tool that was visually pleasing for me to be able to plan and think about my lessons and what I'm going to do each day and each week. Now, I use a different app for planning my unit plans out, and I'll do an episode on that another time. But for my daily planning and my daily workload, Common Curriculum is my go-to. Now, the best way to describe Common Curriculum for those who are listening and don't have access to a computer right now, it's essentially a dashboard that has lots of columns. Each column you can set to be the day that you are teaching. And within that column, you can set up beautiful looking cards that are your classes. Now, essentially, those cards will have all of the information that you want on to deliver in that lesson. So one of the pre-made cards that comes standard once you select your class would have like the standards. So you can select the standards that you're teaching, and I'll explain a bit more about that in a short moment. But it would have like the class objective, the activities and procedures for the lesson, differentiation, the materials that you need, any homework, any announcements, however you want to set it up, you can set it up to contain that information on your card. One of the great features about Common Curriculum is that you can easily move and arrange your classes. So we know as teachers, sometimes things come up where we cannot use that lesson for any particular reason. So there's a feature called Bump, which you can just click and it will move that lesson to the next day or to the next block, and it will push everything else down as well. So it's a really quick way to keep organized without having to chop and change, and I really like that. The next feature I'm going to talk about is the feature which is the standards feature, which I mentioned earlier. Now, this is an amazing feature. So it has all of the standards built in. So if you're teaching Common Core, if you're teaching MYP in the IB curriculum, you can select those standards. And for your lesson, you can select down the strands, you can select the criterion, and it will let you select which ones you are teaching in that class. Now, if you want to pay for the premium edition, which is around $5 a month, that will allow you to have a standards tracker, which will let you see how many times you have used that standard, how many times you've taught a lesson with those standards, and it will allow you to click directly onto that lesson with standards. So if you are planning a class next year and you have something similar, you'll be able to easily find that class which is being tagged with that standard. If your standards aren't there, there is a function for you to be able to submit them. And I've done it a couple of times for some of the IB curriculums, and they update it for you. And the rest of the people on Common Curriculum can use it as well. So it's a really fantastic way to do that. Again, the other great thing about Common Curriculum is the fact that you can print and download your plans. So you can print them for the day, you can print them for the week, and you can print them just for the lesson. So if you really enjoy printing out your lessons and taking notes as you go, or reflecting on your lesson afterwards, you can do that and print it out, and you can store a paper copy should you need to. And the printout will look very similar to the way it looks on your screen. So it will provide you with a very easy way for keeping organized and being able to follow what is going on in the class. The basic version is enough for most people, but there are a couple of features that I like in the premium version. So you can trial the premium version usually for about 30 days, and you don't need to add a credit card to try it. So it's a great way for you to be able to check it out. Now, one of the features that I really enjoy using, number one, was the standards tracker, which I mentioned earlier. This is a really great way for you to be able to check that you are meeting certain elements of the curriculum. But there's a really cool feature called website sharing. So on each card, you can click this globe icon, and it will allow that card for that class to be on an online website. So for example, if you want to share with all of your students and their families about what's coming up this week and what you've got planned, you can turn that on and you can share that with the class. I found that sharing this with parents and students has made them bring the correct materials to class when they need to. It's provided more engagement from the parents in terms of the content that they are learning and wanting to find out more about it. So it's been a real plus to do this. Another feature is that you can also add your documents onto the cards, and you can also embed Google Classroom within it. So those Google Classroom users, there's a ton more options for you to use with the Common Curriculum lesson planning. So a very quick conclusion then, because this is a bite-sized pod, the solo episode. It's available to use on any web browser, and it does work on your mobile devices and iPads. And it's a really great way to keep organized and to have a visually pleasing structure for your lessons. You can set up the cards however you wish, and you can change the information. So just to give you an example, on my week, I have all of my classes, but in the morning, I have a card for my homeroom. So my homeroom will have a custom card that I made myself, and it will have an upcoming event section, a shout out section, and any of the new section. So when I come from a meeting or there's an event a teacher is talking about, I put all of that information into that card. And the next day when I open up Common Curriculum, it stays open on my computer pretty much for the whole day. I have exactly all the information that I can share with my homeroom students, which keeps me extremely organized. So yeah, go over to commoncurriculum.com. The link is in the show notes. And if you have any questions or any of the features that you really enjoy using about it, then hit me up on the social medias or get in touch via the website or by email at cast@inquiryteacher.com, and let's have a discussion about it. Also, for the next episodes, if you have any questions or you have any useful apps or tricks to your working week, then give me an email, or if you have a question, send me an email or get in touch on the social, and we can get the discussion rolling. Okay, so that's it for the solo episode this week, and I just want to thank you all for tuning in and listening. It really does help me if you can subscribe and share and rate this podcast. I really think we can have something special here on this podcast and be able to build up a community of like-minded teachers that want to share and develop together. So if you want to be a part of this show yourself, or you would want to get in touch to be a guest on the show, then do get in touch. All right, and thank you so much for listening, and a new podcast episode will be airing in a couple of weeks. All right, until then, have a great time in the classroom, and see you soon.